Everybody, this is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. I'm here, of course, with my main squeeze.
Kai,
the man.
And Shaggy as our phone holder because we're on the couch.
Yeah, we're on the couch today. Exciting. Mm-hmm. Today, our question is, why do we get achy when sick?
Oh, we got to do the date and stuff.
The date? Yeah. The current date is February...
3rd, I think.
3rd, I think. Are we going with that?
Something
that's
like
good
that.
Enough.
Yeah, right. 2024. Happy New Year. We haven't posted for...
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And additionally, yeah. we don't have a joke. But
sadly.
We're jumping right in.
Yeah, we're jumping.
We're doing
right
it.
In. Yeah.
All right. So why do we get achy when we're sick? So we looked up. We have this awesome book by the main guy behind Kurzgesagt.
Mm-hmm.
Their
Philip Detmer.
Philip Detmer. That's their YouTube channel, Kurzgesagt in a nutshell.
I love this channel. So good.
The book that we like is called Immune by Philip Detmer, and it's really awesome.
So awesome.
We can't say enough about it, right?
No, you guys should just get it.
It's a really big book too.
Have you
read all of it?
No, I've read a good chunk of it though.
You like jump around though.
Yeah, it's chunky. Like
it's chunky.
Chonke.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Chunke. I didn't catch the ending.
No, well,
you got it. All right. And it's a cool book because it makes the immune system, which is this really complicated thing, it makes it understandable to kids that are... when did you get the book? Like when you were 8 or 7? And you were understanding it
mm-hmm.
past my level at that point.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
which was cool.
It's a really like elegant thing. It's just really cool.
Elegant. I don't know if that's the right word, but elegant. Mm. Yeah.
They describe it in the book like a dance. Like everything like comes together perfectly.
I see what you're saying. I'll allow it.
Okay. Good.
All right. So Immune, the book by Philip Detmer we used, and then you say UCLA Health, and then also surprisingly Reddit had a bunch of threads which were sourced and referenced and whatnot. Yeah, that also had some good kind of finds for us on this. So why do we get achy when sick? Kai, do you wanna jump into this and give me a little bit, or do you want me to lead you?
I forget already. So
I think the main thing that we found was inflammation.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. Why don't we start? Why when you get sick? And when we're talking about sickness, we're talking about, like, the flu, common cold, virus, bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
When you get sick, what's inflammation? Why does it happen?
Inflammation is caused by your soldier cells, your macrophages.
Okay.
And they call for, like, this is really very simple.
Okay,
they just call for, like, inflammation, and inflammation is just, like, blood. That like comes to the battlefield, and it's basically like,
is it blood necessarily, or
well, the immune system, or the like your soldier cells, your macrophages,
mm-hmm.
maybe release like cytokines. Cytokines are like proteins that communicate with other cells,
mm-hmm.
and you could have them like those cytokines, they release the cytokines, and then other cells in the bloodstream like pick those cytokines up, and they're like, oh, there's a battle going on at this location, and they can pinpoint it, like, they have really, good, like, they can smell really well, I don't know, like...
Sense,
yeah.
Yeah.
They have a really good sense of, like smell,
okay.
I'm doing bunny ears, quote-unquote, right? Uh-huh. Because, and they can, like, they can sense if there's one percent more cytokines on one part of their cell.
Okay.
Like, or they can...
So they, like, direction.
Yeah, they're directions.
They're like, okay, I have 1% more cytokines on my left side, so that's the issue.
Or
it should,
yeah, uh-huh. So then all, and then cytokines, and then, yeah, and then... Those cells, like, help come in and help
So, out. I'm going to add to what you said, and I love it, and I love your energy. This is awesome,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
I think what happens when the inflammation is not necessarily just blood leaking into an area. I think it's fluid. Okay, and the fluid does include cytokines.
And the fluid also includes complement.
Complement system, right?
Yeah, and yeah. Like a really all like really small proteins that like rip holes in cells and pretty gruesome.
That like transform.
It's crazy.
Yeah, very cool stuff. All right, yeah. So before we go over our audience head, let's back up a little bit. We have macrophages. Are they first on the scene?
Well, it depends.
They're not, right? It's, not normally?
I don't actually know, but if I think they are. They're, like, okay. The first to arrive. Because because if they, you know, let's say you just get cut, like, you accidentally, like, cut yourself with, like, while you're, like...
With
like,
any sort of infection, mm-hmm. just like a cold. Mm-hmm. But also, let's talk about specific a cut, right?
Yeah, let's say you cut yourself when you're, like, cutting vegetables or something with a knife. There's going to be bacteria that come in, like, bacteria in the air, in, like... on the knife, there's bacteria.
Your body
everywhere.
Wants to fight that.
Yeah, and all those bacteria come in there, and they're like, "Oh, this is great! Like this is there's
resources."
Yeah, huh? There's only helpless cells here. Yeah. But then your body is like, "No, this is not allowed. This is not. This can't happen." And then the macrophages that are like on site, because there's always like macrophages like patrolling everywhere. So that those, like, they try to, like, slow down the infection, and then they call for more help, and then all...
That's with cytokines, mm-hmm. the little messenger mm-hmm. proteins.
Yeah, and then eventually all, like, a lot of cells come, and they, like, fight a lot of your immune cells.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. This is very cool. All right, so now, if we're thinking about, like, just one cut, that's where it would happen locally. But if you have, like, a full body kind of sickness, mm-hmm. that's a different story, right?
Yeah. There's, like, natural killer cells. There's killer T cells. There's T cells. There's B cells. There's
a whole process that we're definitely not going to get into on here.
No.
But largely, inflammation is the flooding of fluid that will help give resources and communication to help fight the infection. Mm-hmm. Is that, I feel like that's a good summary, right? Mm-hmm. So inflammation does a couple things, right? And it's probably important to say that the harder your body fights an infection or a sickness, mm-hmm. the more it aches.
And the hotter it gets.
That's really important.
Because inflammation is also hot.
Yeah.
Like there's also heat.
Because it's body temperature. And the mm-hmm. more of that in a localized area or somewhere, mm-hmm. it's gonna heat up. Mm-hmm. Why is heat good for fighting off any sort of a sickness?
Well, bacteria don't like it, or viruses, they don't like it.
Yeah.
They get stressed out, and your body wants the viruses or bacteria to be as stressed out as possible, because then that makes it easier to fight them, and also. It like your other immune cells and just your other body cells generally just like the heat a lot, and then it like helps speed up their like healing process or like. Yeah.
I think I want to add a little nuance to what you're saying. It's not necessarily that they always like heat. In mm-hmm. fact, I think what I read was that they're more complex, and so their more complex structure makes them more. They can endure heat better. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, some cells, the heat does specifically what?
It, like, speeds up their
healing. Metabolism.
Yeah, metabolism.
Right. And then helps them fight even better.
But if it's too hot, then, like, your whole body's unhappy, and your cells. And cells and bacteria.
Sure.
Or viruses.
Which would be bad.
Yeah, which is bad. So you should, like, seek out medical attention.
All right, so...
Medical.
We're talking about inflammation again, to reground us. Inflammation does a couple of things, okay? Mm-hmm. One thing that's not proven but makes sense from a evolutionary standpoint is that when your whole body is inflamed, you have a loss of function. Basically, you're in pain, right? And you're like, I need to rest and I need time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That helps your body.
Your body purposely does that.
Right. So, again, that's not proven as to why that is, but at least there's, like, a, it's not causality. What's the other thing? The connection. There's a connection there.
Duality?
No.
No. I don't know.
I forget what it's called. All right. The swelling, okay, also puts pressure on pain receptors, Okay. And it sends these little whiny signals to the brain. That's what Philip Detmer said. Pain. Whiny signals to the brain.
Yeah, that is what he said.
So basically that helps do that last thing, loss of function, right? And inflammation also releases chemicals that make nerve endings more susceptible to pain. And I think these are specifically the cytokines, if I'm not mistaken. But it just happens that the nerve endings become touchier. They're like, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So in general, as you're sick, there is a swelling of fluid into the body. The musculoskeletal system. So we're talking muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also talking in different areas, which we'll get to in like a hot second. Let's see here. The other thing that I was thinking is that when I get like really sick, and I was thinking about this because I recently got a vaccine, is that I get achy in not just my muscles,
but like your armpit area.
But like, yeah, like my joints. Well, and I'm like, well, why does that part hurt? Because that sucks.
Well, yeah, your lymph nodes are like around your armpits, and your armpits like swell up kind of when you're sick. If you have ever like experienced that, if your armpits like swell up,
yeah,
and that's your lymph nodes like there's this liquid called like lymph. It's like a milky substance that, or it's like a color of milk kind of, and it just runs yummy. Right? It's actually really disgusting.
Okay,
but it like runs everywhere, and it
is picks it milky up. Because of T cells?
I don't know.
Because I know pus. Is I do not know. A milky color too.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay, go for it.
But so you're like it like you can imagine it as like a tubing system, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it like picks up all like a detritus and debris that like on the battlefield, and then your B cells are in the lymph nodes, and then they pick up they're like. Basically, it's like maybe like a giant conveyor belt, like a sushi conveyor belt, and they're trying out what they like, like what pathogens.
Yeah. So they're picking up pathogens, and then they're coming back to figure out which ones they should be creating
I think it's either pathogens or antigens. I don't know, though.
Pathogens. Okay.
I think it's antigens.
Antigen.
Yeah, it's antigens.
Antigens, aren't they good?
No,
or am I wrong?
Bad. Antibodies, maybe.
Pathogens are bad too.
Pathogens are bad, and antigens are
okay. So that's
antigens,
a question.
Antigens are like the pieces, tiny pieces.
Okay.
They're tiny pieces of like the it's really just the cells that are
maybe they're protein.
The bacteria got ripped apart. You can yeah.
Okay.
It's like the shell, and then like there's like a bunch of like bacteria.
Those are antigens?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
so they're bad, but because they're inoculated, because they can't do any more damage, they're good because the body will use that to figure out how to fight it.
Because the B cell like feels like the antigen and see if it connects with the receptor.
Yes.
And then if they do, then they can start producing antibodies that have that specific shaped receptor.
Specifically fight that
and
pathogen.
And then they clone themselves, and then they just release like hordes and hordes of antibodies, and then, yeah.
Ah, okay. All right.
And then those clump up and like maim all the...
Yeah. So when you have all of that... that activity in your lymph nodes, which are like in joints and whatnot,
it will swell up.
It'll swell up because not only do you have extra fluid in there, but you have extra like, I want to say like body pieces of pathogens, right?
Yeah, pathogens.
And what they will eventually do is that area will process those body pieces and turn them into waste and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But at this point, you basically just have this flood of extra trash that it's like, let's deal with this. And then your armpit hurts.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
Because your lymph nodes are swelling.
Yeah.
Because there's so many cells, so many B cells in them.
All right. So, and you're saying those are B cells that are bringing them back?
B cells,
which
yes.
are a type of white blood cells, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So they're breaking down the waste. It's swollen and sore because it's got fluid in there. And okay, so here are some other reasons too that you have pain. Neutrophils, mm-hmm. which we haven't mentioned yet, they're also, they go in there and they like just, they're like, there's an issue here, so we're just going to bomb everywhere close to here.
Yeah.
What happens is it's also bombing healthy cells.
Yeah, it's a, like a very, what's it called? Like, collateral damage.
Collateral damage, for sure. And that will cause some minor pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then also this really cool thing that we found, that I found through Reddit, which was, again, sourced back to, what is it, NC...
UCLA?
No, it's not.
UCLA?
It's basically government, government medical stuff.
CDC?
It's not.
Oh.
Okay. I won't even be able to come up with it. But basically, okay. Cytokines, which we said are the communication proteins, right? They also cause a breakdown of skeletal muscle cells. So literally all over your body, your muscles, mm-hmm. it will break down some of your muscle to repurpose those...
For like antibodies.
For amino acids and proteins to make antibodies.
Actually, antibodies are just B cell receptors that just break off of the B cell.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then let's see if I'm missing anything here. Inflammation, we got heat you talked about.
Yeah.
We talked about how the pores are opened.
Did we?
We didn't really talk about that, but that's why inflammation happens. Mm-hmm. 'Cause pores open.
Yeah, and right? then that allows for your immune cells to go like quicker, like go out quicker instead of like squeezing through.
Yeah, yeah. And then you also and the complementary system. Complement system, sorry.
Complementary system.
and then like the last thing, what do you here are some ways that you can help if you're achy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In general, you'll be helping yourself because you're sick. So a way to help yourself because you're sick is hydration, to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And because your immune system is using a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
Right? So hydration and then rest. Those are obvious.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Pain relieving medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's going to help the pain. And then also, and I had mixed answers on this, okay? So, for example, when you get a fever high enough, you start to shiver. You get chills.
Mm-hmm.
So, if your fever is too high, then you might want to take, like, a cool bath to bring yourself back down to a cool temperature.
Like an ice bath?
Yeah. And that can soothe you.
Also, fresh air.
Fresh air?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh air, because then you're not breathing in
like musty, dusty area. and sure, like outside is polluted, but it's still like you get clean. It's like
not viral loaded.
Yeah,
what you're breathing out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think so, that's probably helpful.
You want like a cool breeze. Like if I'm sick, I sometimes go outside and I'm just like sit on the porch maybe, and I'm just like.
And then you're like, I hate how I feel right now.
I'm like, I hate how I feel right now. Yeah.
But then another site basically said maybe taking a warm shower would help as well, because it would soothe your muscles that are aching.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like, you get warm and you're like...
So what do you do? Do you take a cold bath, a warm shower?
A bath and a shower, they're opposite. And cold and warm are opposite. A cold bath or a warm shower.
Yeah.
It's like opposite, opposite, or opposite, opposite.
Yeah. So don't take our advice on that part, because I'm really not sure which way to steer you.
But you should definitely rest, get fresh air, and definitely drink a lot.
Drink a lot. And then if necessary or if applicable, pain relieving medicine.
Yeah.
And check in with your doctor.
Sky risk.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why you get achy when you're sick. It stinks. I hate it. Mm-hmm. But now I know why.
Now I know.
And now I'm kind of happy in some ways. I'm like, oh, that's why I'm achy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, that's our podcast.
That's our episode.
Uh-huh.
It was fun.
Yes.
Good job, Kai. High five. That was weak.
Well, I don't... Your pen's right there. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Dap. Perfect dap.
All right. If you listeners out there have any questions or recommendations, feel free to hit us up at our email address. Kai, do you remember it?
Unschooling@gmail.com.
Unschooling with Kai at gmail.com. Yeah, totally. And that's it.
Okay, yeah. Say bye, Shaggy. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Yay.
Peace out, everyone.